The head of the teachers union says clearly the city has not learned its lesson, filing suit for the second straight year to block the Department of Ed from closing nearly two dozen schools deemed failing. After losing the first round, UFT President Michael Mulgrew says the administration promised to give the struggling schools the necessary support to improve.
And it was clear that nothing was done.
The lawsuit also highlights inequities in buildings shared by both public and charter schools.
What are we teaching our children if they're entering a building every day and one school has brand new facilities and the other school has no new facilities?
Steve Sandberg, 1010 Winds, UFT headquarters on Lower Broadway.